It was definitely an honor to be here. Thank you for having us. And it's great to be in Canada and at this church, and thank you for inviting us. You know, today, I think, was a great, perfect example of what happens when the gospel goes forth into the world. You know, you see every different reaction that you can imagine. I mean, you had people that heard the truth go forth in the gospel, and people were, you know, as our brother just said, murdered us in their hearts because they hate God, they hate the gospel. You see others that walk by indifferently. You see others that were convicted of their sin. Others that, you know, had the same spirit that said, "What must I do to be saved?" You see every different reaction. And the amazing thing about when the gospel goes forth, you know, it's almost as if the Bible comes to life. You know, we have a younger brother. He's a newer Christian, and he's been coming out to with us to Camden. And he said, you know, as I read through the scriptures, as I go through the New Testament and the Gospels, he said, it's almost as if the words in the Bible come to life. Because I come out to the streets with you, I see the reactions of the people, and then as I read through the Word of God, it actually makes sense. And I thought, how amazing is that, you know, even for a young Christian to see that. And that brings a scripture to remembrance in Acts chapter 18. We see Apollos. I'll read it for you. Acts chapter 18, verse 24. It says, "Now a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was an eloquent man, competent in the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he wished to cross to Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. When he arrived, he greatly helped those who through grace had believed. For he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, showing by the scriptures that the Christ was Jesus." And I think this is amazing. See, the public proclamation of the gospel is meant to be a help to the body of Christ. And that's what we see here. It says he greatly helped those who through grace had believed, for he powerfully refuted the Jews in public. And so the public proclamation is meant to be a help, an encouragement to the body of Christ, not a burden. And so, and I hope that's what we've seen so far this weekend, is that the evangelist, we know from Ephesians 4, God gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, for the equipping of the saints to do the work of the ministry until we all reach to the perfection of mature manhood in Christ. And so, as these men have given their testimonies, it should be that. It should be that environment where we're encouraging one another so that we're growing together in the truth of God's Word and the Gospel, so that we're maturing in the faith. And I actually am probably one of the only speakers that didn't actually prepare anything. So, but I do have a video that I want to show you. I was asked to present the ministry and what we do in Camden. Brother Jeff Rose and myself and another brother, he's not here. We go to Camden. If you're not familiar with it, I'll show you in the video and then I'll go into more detail about it. We go there and we've been preaching there for almost 2 years, and we've been in the process of attempting to plant a church. And so we'll go into more of that in detail. But before I show you the video, I just want to read you another text. And I think it really hits home to what we do in Camden. And this is in Romans 1, starting in verse 8. It says, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed in all the world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I mention you always in my prayers, asking that somehow by God's will I may now at last succeed in coming to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you. That is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. I want you to know, brothers, that I have often intended to come to you, but thus far have been prevented, in order that I may reap some harvest among you, as well as among the rest of the Gentiles. I am under obligation both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish, so I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. In verse 14, it says, I am under obligation. The King James says, I am a debtor. Now, we know that Paul was commissioned by Jesus Christ himself. He was commanded to go and preach to the Gentile. And, you know, we know that he's a debtor in that sense, but there's also a sense where he's a debtor in that he has received the precious gospel, the pearl of great price, the treasure of all treasures. And now he's a debtor to take that message out to the world, not just to the wise, but to the barbarian, to the foolish, to the lowly, to the weak, to the outcasts of the world. And he's a debtor to bring this gospel to them. And I believe that's why he says in verse 16, for I, and therefore I am not ashamed to preach the gospel to you. And so with that said, I'm going to play the video for you. It's about 7 minutes long. And I think it'll just give you an overview of what we do. We've actually been in the process of trying to film a documentary of what has been taking place in Camden. And this is sort of a trailer. It's not the official trailer, but I'll show it for you now.